Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, for wool growers across our region, 2018 has certainly been one incredible year for wool prices. Larry Prager is with Center of the Nation Wool, which has warehouses in both Billings, Montana and Belfouche, South Dakota.
It was a record year. Russell, I mean, we wrote wool checks larger than I ever thought imagined we would be. And so, yeah, we have a client. We have the best story in agriculture. The wool dealers, the wool checks were certainly more than we all expected they could ever be.
He explains some of the driving forces behind this year's higher wool market.
I think that's an easy question for me. I have no scientific fact here. But you know, wool is a textile fiber, and the consumer traction that's gained. We're talking fine gauge knitwear. I mean, in a word, wool socks. Washable, consumer-friendly wool socks. These are not grandpa's old scratchy gray ones. We're talking the good stuff. And they're available in so many retail outlets. It's just a huge part of the market.
And with that said, what about the wool market in 2019?
You know, we got a tariff situation with China, and there's always a little trouble around the world somewhere. But we have no surpluses. We have no reason. The market fundamentals are solid, Russell. They truly remain that way, and I think we'll see that this spring.
Again, that was Larry Prager with Center of the Nation Wool. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.